Joined on the line by Sadie Shown from the Burren Perfumery. Good morning to Sadie.
Good morning, Debbie. Thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome. I probably didn't pronounce your surname properly, so if I got that wrong, I apologise. Now, we're going to talk this morning a little bit about the perfumery and how it all started. Tell us a little bit about the history behind it.
So the perfumery is located in the Burren, which is an area of outstanding beauty, and we have lots and lots of very special flowers. So it was very much inspired by the flora in the Burren. It was started in 1972, so it's the longest established perfume house in Ireland, and we've been making perfumes and creams here on site ever since. So I took it over in 2001, another challenging year, but we got through it. And then I extended the range, and so we started making organic skincare alongside the perfumes, and we now have a range of 120 products.
Oh, really? So you do the skincare as well?
Yep, we do. We do skincare as well. We do organic skincare, so everything we make is natural and organic and suitable for vegans. And what's different about us is we make everything on site, so customers can come and visit and see things being made and see talk to us about how they're made.
Okay, and where are you situated?
So we're on the west coast, so we're right in the heart of the Burren in a little village called Carron. So we're about 20 minutes from Kinbarra and about 20 minutes from Ballyvaughan.
Oh, really? Lovely. And tell us how you're getting on in these hard times with this COVID and business having to close. Are you coping okay?
Well, it was, for all businesses, I think it was a shock. So we were preparing for a very busy summer. And in normal times, we have about 35 staff. And suddenly having a business closed overnight is obviously quite a shock. But luckily we have a very strong mail order department. And when we opened again at the beginning of July, we weren't quite sure what to expect. And we were just absolutely amazed. We were incredibly busy all summer through people visiting the premises and the tea rooms and the perfumery itself, but all Irish. So it was as if the whole of Ireland came to visit us over the summer. And everyone was very courteous and appreciative, and it was really nice. And the mail order has been really, really busy all year. So we're very grateful for that.
Great, I know. It's hard. It's hard for businesses, especially kind of small businesses as well. And, you know, that's why we're talking today, to try and get it, to get businesses out online, Irish businesses, and for people to shop online and shop Irish. So a little bit about perfume and that, Sadie. You know, tell us a little bit about the perfumes that you sell.
Okay, so the perfume is my passion, and I've been working with natural ingredients and perfumes for the last 20 years. And so all the perfumes that we sell here, we have seven, and we've just launched a new one, the Wild Rose. But all of the seven initially were inspired by the Burren flowers. So one of them the top note would be the wild fragrant orchid. They would have wild thyme in them. They would basically use all these really beautiful flowers that grow in the Burren. Okay. And highlight them to people. So that was really what it was all about. And everything made here by hand, so, and in small batches. So our last perfume is Wild Rose, and it's taken me 3 years to make this one. Perfume is quite a complex world, and it takes, each perfume has maybe 50 different ingredients in it. And for Wild Rose, I wanted it to be something that I would want to wear every day. And so it's inspired by the Wild Burnet Rose, and it's a very delicate, subtle perfume. It stays on the skin, but it's not an extrovert perfume. It's quite a personal perfume. And it's certified 100% natural and 77% organic, which is, it's a personal preference. I like natural products. And we're just really pleased with it. And I think it's nice in these times to have things that are beautiful, but also comforting and, you know, give you a lift when you put them
on. Exactly, exactly. Now, I know it's very hard for people listening today to kind of say, oh, you know, I would like that perfume, because it's hard to choose a perfume and you can't, you know, test it or smell it. So for people listening today, you mentioned your rose perfume. What age group are you looking at? Is there a different type of perfume for different age groups that you do?
There is a little bit. Some, we would say that younger customers might like a lighter perfume, fresher, quite citrus. They often like citrus, or they like maybe the summer harvest, which is very light and floral, but light floral. And sort of, there's no real age group, but then you might say sort of our more mature customers or might like something a bit more complex, something like maybe the frond. So it depends. But the good news is that we offer free samples. So if you look at the website and you see a description that you think you'd like, then we will send out a sample free of charge, because it's really important that you try a perfume on in the comfort of your own home and that you get used to it and you become comfortable with it before you make the purchase.
Exactly. Why do some perfumes smell different on different people? You know, so you can smell off a person, God, that smells lovely, and then when you put it on yourself, it doesn't smell the same.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I think that's one of the things I like about perfumes, because I mean, we get thousands of people here, and you know, they might try on a perfume, and it never smells the same on two different people. So it's to do with your skin chemistry, your pH balance, and you can put a perfume on, and you give it a few minutes, you give it 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and it will be very different from one person to the next. And I think that's what's nice about perfume, is that it's so personal. And it also triggers different, the way perfumes work, they trigger different memories, different emotions, different experiences that you've had. And you're the person with that set of memories and experiences. And so it's such a personal thing. I think it's a lovely thing.
So true. It does. A smell can bring back memories, as you said, or trigger a memory. And yeah, I find that as well. There's a certain perfume that triggers memory for me. When I was pregnant, that I couldn't actually, it just turned my stomach at the time. But now I love it again. But do you know what I mean? When you kind of associate something with a perfume and other memories, it's funny how it is. And your skincare range, do you do much in that?
Yes, we do. We have a huge range. We have our star product is probably the Wild Rose Serum, which has won a few awards and is just a lovely serum to put on in the winter under your night cream. We have full ranges of day creams and night creams and body lotions, and of course the hand creams. At the moment, what's really popular has been the hand creams and the soaps this year.
Yeah, and I know you're based in County Clare, is it? But have you any other shops in, around the country?
We're stocked in Avoca's nationwide.
Oh, really?
But we mainly rely on at the moment on mail order, which is very strong, and we're always happy to do personal consultations. So if people just contact the shop, either ring or email us, and you know we have a staff still working away here, and we're happy to give a skincare consultation or a perfume consultation or maybe some advice for a gift. It's no problem at all.
And would you recommend for people who have kind of very sensitive skin?
Yes, we have a lot of things for people with very sensitive skin. Again, the Lost Garden Wild Range Wild Rose Day Cream. And then we have unscented products as well, organic, certified organic, unscented body lotions and face creams and serums, because a lot of people who come to us, in fact, have very sensitive skins or maybe have some skin issues and might come to us for advice.
It's great. It's great to know that. And I know you're closed at the moment, but when you reopen, hopefully again on the 1st of December, you were saying people can actually go down and visit you down there. So can they go behind the scenes and see how it's made?
Yes. So we love seeing our customers here. We get thousands of people coming every summer, and we have a tea rooms and a herb garden where you can see the plants that, so they're not picked from the herb garden, but you can see the plants that actually go into the wood, the borage and the calendula that would go into the face creams. And people enjoy visiting the shop, but also seeing, we have candle makers and soap makers and creams makers, and depending on the day, they can take a little tour and see what's going on. I think people like having that connection with how their products are made.
Great, I know. And what about coming up to Christmas? Are you doing any kind of gift sets different than what you usually do?
Yeah, we do. So obviously the Wild Rose perfume has just been launched, and that was only out a few weeks ago. So that's a really nice thing for Christmas. But we also do lots of sets. We're doing a COVID-19 set, which is hand creams and soaps. And, you know, that's a really nice set to send to somebody. And so we do a lot of different gift sets with the perfumes and body lotions as well. But what we're doing for Christmas is we will ship worldwide, and we're giving free postage for all orders over €70 anywhere in the world. Oh. And we'll include a card or a gift card. So, for example, if you have loved ones, you know, somewhere else in the world, you can ring us and we will ship directly to them and include a card. So that's been very, very popular this Christmas. And on the first Friday of every month, we have what we call our Free Friday. So this Friday, November the 6th, we're going to have a really generous Free Friday offer, which will start the ball rolling for our Christmas offers, which will roll out through November and December.
Right.
And so either go to the website, which is www.baronperfumery.com, or contact us on social media, or just ring us in the shop and we can talk you through them. So those will, yes, we always give nice offers for Christmas, because it's a time for gifts, both for others and for yourself.
And how do you think you're going to do this Christmas now compared to last year, the year before? Hopefully sales will, you know, you'll get more sales online. I know it's hitting a lot of businesses, but do you think you'll get over this COVID? And
yeah, we're really hopeful. I mean, we've moved all our sales, you know, the ladies, the staff in the shop have moved over into production. Mm. And are busy, you know, wrapping soaps and bottling body lotions and, you know, making up gift packs. And we really had a very positive summer. We were all hands on deck because we had less staff. And it was just a really nice atmosphere. So we're hoping that we will, you know, our Irish customers and worldwide customers, I suppose, will support us over Christmas. And I'm sure they will. And so, yeah, we think it will be strong. And we're just fingers crossed that we can go back to normal next year.
Hopefully. Now, I know you've taken over the business in the past, is it 20 years?
Yeah, I took it over in 2001.
Right, and
so I have to mention my husband here. I run it with my husband.
Okay. Now, you're not originally from Ireland. You don't sound as if you're Irish. Tell us a little bit about...
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. I've worked really hard to get rid of my English accent, but I'm still here. I've lived in Carron for 30 years.
Oh,
and I have. So I came over to visit a friend, and I completely fell in love with the borough. And I came over one May evening, and from Shannon, and I never looked back. And I bought a house here, and then I got involved. I started working at perfumery in 1998, and by that time I had my first daughter with a married to an Irishman. And again, I fell in love with perfumery, and when I realised that the original owner was going to move on, I bought it, and I've been here ever since. It's a family business, and we've been running it ever since.
Brilliant! So, that's a great story.
Yeah.
Great,
yeah.
And you're still going strong. I know we'll go.
We have a great team of local staff, and they've all done their best. You know, I think it's just stay flexible. Stay flexible and just kind of keep reinventing yourself and keep going.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. And when you're all opened again and we can go down and visit, because as I said, you've a lovely tea room down there as well, so it looks lovely. It really looks a lovely place.
Yes, do. There are lots of photographs on the website.
Yeah.
And we look forward to seeing everybody down here when we open up again.
Exactly. Yeah. And hopefully it will be sooner rather than later. So today on the show, we're trying to get people to shop for Irish goods and keep it in the country. So will you give your details out again one more time, Sadie?
Yes. So our website is www.baronperfumery.com, and you can email us at info@baronperfumery.com, and you can ring the shop on 0657089102.